Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week on the subject of God's divine order of authority. And we started back in Genesis where God established that authority and he created Adam and then Eve and gave them instruction to subdue the earth, to be fruitful and to multiply and so on. And then we went into the New Testament, and from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, we noticed how that God had established, or Paul actually just rephrased the whole order of authority that God had established way back in creation, and that is that Christ is subject to God, man is subject to Christ, and the woman is subject to man. And that was certainly God's divine order of authority that he created, he established. And we notice that when that's followed, there is freedom, there is liberty, there is fulfillment, there is joy. It's just beautiful. It's the way God intended it to be. And when we step out of that authority structure and do things differently, it's chaotic. Things don't go well, it's disaster. And we've also seen that as well. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. Satan had tempted them and tried to show them that he undermined God's authority there in the Garden of Eden and got Adam and Eve to disobey God and rebel against God and not do what God had said they were not to do. And Satan deceived them into thinking that if they would disobey, that they would be so much more intelligent, they would be so much more wiser, and they would be as God. They would be on the same authority plane that God is. Well, how wrong that was. And, of course, we see all the consequences of that today. In our world today, we can see all the consequences of those wrong choices. Well, Satan hasn't changed at all. He's certainly still, to this day, against God's authority. He does not want us to enjoy being under God's authority today, but rather that we rebel against God's authority and go our own way. But there is so much trouble and disaster in that. We also spoke of each one of the aspects here this week of Christ being subject to God, man being subject to Christ, and then the woman being subject to man. Not that she is of lesser value than the man, but together they live and cohabit together and work together in God's divine order of authority. And how beautiful that is when that pattern is followed. When that biblical model is adhered to, how that just works out in our lives, a beautiful freedom, a liberty that comes from following that pattern that God has established, his order of authority. Well, I would just like to add to that today a word to children and youth. And I don't know if there's any children or youth that listen to this at all, and that's okay if very few do. Even as parents, it's good to hear these things and to be able to convey them to our children. You know, God has given clear instruction in the Bible that children, young folks, are to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. And that's found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter there. But you know, it seems that many young folks come to a place where they feel that their parents are out of touch with life. And I'm sure that most of us, you that are listening here today, you can remember a time in your life as a young person that you felt the exact same way. You know, Dad or Mom, they just didn't understand me. They were just out of touch with life. Their ideas are a bit old-fashioned, and they're just not with it, and they just don't understand me. You know, probably most of us can remember thinking those same thoughts, right? Well, you know, as our children approach that age too, of their teen years, they're going to be thinking probably some of the same thoughts as well. Well, where do those thoughts come from? Do they come from God? No. I don't think so. Well, where do they come from? Well, you know, those are thoughts that I believe and ideas that come from the enemy of our souls, from the devil himself. But I would like to reassure young folks, your parents do love you, and they're not as out of touch as it may seem to you. Your parents do care about you, and they want to provide the best environment for you to be in. They establish limits for you and say no to some things that you may not understand. But think about it this way. In our nation here, in the United States of America, there is a quite an infrastructure. There is a system, a system of highways that interconnect the various states. It's called the Interstate Highway System. Now, if it was up to every driver to decide for himself how fast he could or she could drive or would want to drive, what do you think would happen? Would our highways be as safe to travel on without a speed limit as they are with a speed limit? Would that make a difference? If there were no speed limit signs posted, and it was up to every individual to drive at whatever speed they want to, how safe do you think our highway system would be in this nation? Well, I'll tell you, I would not want to be on them. But because there are posted speed limits there, it's much more safe to drive. And let me ask you, is there a freedom in that? Well, indeed there is. There's freedom to travel and arrive safely at your destination. I have no problem with getting out on the highway today and driving to another place. I feel safe. Sure, there's danger out there, but it's so much more safe because there is a limit that's posted there, and most folks abide by that. So it provides a safe environment, a safer environment for me to travel in. There's freedom there. However, if it were a free-for-all, and anybody and everybody just drove whatever speed they wanted to, trust me, I would not want to be on that highway. There's no freedom to me in that. So there's a principle of protection in being under authority that's very important for us to understand. It's a lot like an umbrella, protecting us from the rain that's coming down. Being under God's ordained authority, under that umbrella of authority, protects us from many evils and attacks from Satan that we would otherwise be exposed to. And that principle is not just for young folks, but it's for every person, every man, every woman, young and old. As we come under that umbrella of the authority of the one above us, men, if you place yourself willingly under God's authority, under Christ's authority, under that umbrella, I tell you, and you walk and live there, that protects you from so many evils and attacks from Satan that you would otherwise be exposed to when you get out from under that authority. Are you with me? And it's that way for young folks, too. It's that way for a wife. When she steps out from under her husband's authority, out from that umbrella of protection, they expose themselves to a lot of evil and temptations that they otherwise would not be subject to. So there's freedom in that. When we stay under the authority that God has placed us under, there's freedom. There's liberty there. We're protected from some of those evil things and attacks that we would otherwise be exposed to. So my encouragement to all of us today is to take our rightful place under God's authority that he has placed over us. Along with that, temper all that you do and say with love. That is, with God's love. Love doesn't behave in an ugly way. Doesn't do that. Love as Christ loved the church. Let's love one another. Don't pay any attention to the temptations that come your way that serve to undermine the authorities in your life. Remember, Satan is a liar, the father of it. While the way he presents to you might look so good, so much better, believe me, believe the word of God, it's not. Do not be deceived. God has placed authorities in our life, in your life, in my life, for our good and for our benefit. And we do well to bow our hearts to those in authority over us and to walk as Christ walked, as he was under authority of his Father's authority and his Father's will. There was freedom there. There was liberty there. There was peace there. There was fulfillment there. There was tremendous security there in being under God's authority. Well, may the Lord Jesus bless you, folks, in the days ahead as you place yourself willingly under the authorities that God has placed over you. The Lord bless you.